We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What is that great theme that keeps passing on in our readings? We're reading from 1 John. And 1 John is talking about love. It's talking about love being the thing which motivates everything. That behold what manner of love the Father, that we are called the children of God. And so we are, as it read yesterday and the day before. But today, what our Lord wants us to focus on, he gives us that example of Cain. Remember Cain, what did he do to his brother? He killed him. He killed him because he hated his brother, because his sacrifice was acceptable and his wasn't. Brothers and sisters, that's what hate does. Hate kills. Hate destroys life. But love builds it up. Love says, I'm going to give up what is mine so that something, someone else can live. That's what love does. Love doesn't hold petty grudges. Love seeks to say, what is it that is in the other that's wounded? And let me heal that. Hate says, there's something in me that I don't like, so I'm going to wound everything else. We have a choice. As it says here, before us, we have the choice between life and death. Love and hatred each and every day. And there are those around us who are deeply wounded. So they're going to work to act out of that hate toward us because they have something in them that's wrong. But we as Christians, as those who are here at Mass, have that opportunity to seek to be love, which means not to seek to receive love from others, to make sure that others love us, but to offer ourselves as a sacrifice for others. St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 of a more excellent way, the way of love. It's often read at weddings. And so what does it say there? It describes to us what real love is in chapter 13. I'll read it for you. And this is our meditation for the day. In verse 4, he says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love doesn't fail. If we are going to be real Christians, we have to be people of love. Forget the wound that is within you and see the wound that is in Christ. And how Christ's love caused him to die for us. So too, we're called to die for our brothers and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.